For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In some ways, economic development and actual physical development in Memphis is a tale of two cities, the best of times and the worst of times. It's a scenario that Commercial Appeal reporter Desiree Stennett has seen firsthand. She joins us again today. Thank you.
Hi, Christopher.
First, the best of times. You've been covering this massive downtown development project called Union Row, and it's been labeled the largest mixed-use development in the city's history, almost a $1 billion project. Remind us, what's the overall concept of Union Row?
Union Row, led by developer Kevin Adams, is planning to take a section of Union Avenue that has largely not seen a lot of development and turn it into apartments and office space and retail and sort of fill in a blank between the heart of downtown and the Edge neighborhood, the Medical District, and eventually Midtown.
So what do they imagine is going to be the result of this project economically for downtown Memphis?
I think the hope is to help raise the density in downtown to make things like a grocery store viable. But also outside of this one project, the hope of city officials is that this and projects like it will help show out-of-town developers what is possible in Memphis and hopefully bring a larger influx of cash into downtown and other parts of Memphis.
And is all this really happening right now? Because we're kind of going through this cycle where downtowns are now seen as viable again.
I'd say yes. And in Memphis in particular, there have been several companies led mostly by local companies who were maybe out in East Memphis and moved their offices downtown. So we've got a faster pace with the local companies, but some national companies sort of slowly trickling in with offices in downtown as well.
Now, as a contrast to all that, you've also written recently about other neighborhoods such as Orange Mound that haven't seen any economic bump, even as property values around the city are rising. In the last decade, Orange Mound property values have dropped 26%. Why is this?
There's not been any one reason that we can point to on a piece of paper and say that's the source of this. The property appraiser, Melvin Burgess, did say that there has been a sort of disinvestment. So where neighboring communities like Cooper Young, for example, has seen developers come in and want to build and want to tear down buildings that can't be saved and rebuild new things on their sites, Orange Mound has largely not seen that. And then the question of crime also came up, not really as a starting point for property values, but as a symptom of the disinvestment.
What do community members that you've talked to say needs to happen in Orange Mound to improve the quality of life there?
The community members that I spoke with agreed with Assessor Burgess's idea that there needs to be a task force, but they were clear in saying that that task force really did need to include people from Orange Mound. And they also said that they want to see as much of Orange Mound being empowered to own the property and given opportunities and not just outside dollars leading the way. I did speak with one homeowner who has watched his property values drop at even a faster rate than Assessor Burgess said for the entire neighborhood. And he says he gets every day mailers and phone calls from investors from out of town who want to buy his house. He has so far refused to sell to any of these investors. He wants to sell to someone who has a connection to Orange Mound, who wants to make his home that his father built. So I think that the people who are there want to see it do better, but they don't want to sell it at the expense of the entire neighborhood, at least from the people that I've spoken to.
Desiree Stennett is an economic development reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Christopher.
This is WKNO News.